Welcome into the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group with the principal and founder, Tom Fortino. Kevin McAlpin here with you. Hope you are having a great weekend. Of course, Tom and I appreciate you making this show part of your routine as we talk all things retirement, getting you set for the longest vacation of your life, helping you put the pieces of that retirement puzzle together. And if you'd like to learn more, you'd like to sit down with Tom and his team and start that conversation today, give them a call, 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711 or online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Coming up on today's program, we're going to tell you what Americans say they fear even more than death itself when it comes to their future. Plus, how to know if there's an income plan behind your retirement spending. We'll get to that and a whole lot more. But first things first, we say hello to the man of the hour, Mr. Tom Fortino. Yeah. Always a pleasure, my friend. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. I'm ready to go, and we're going to cover a lot of ground today. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, we certainly are. And is it as hard for you to believe that it's June as it is for me? I mean, I'm looking at the calendar
it's
going,
crazy.
How is Memorial Day already behind us? Where is this year going?
It's amazing. So I guess this is a lesson for everyone, and maybe the first takeaway from today's show. Time waits for no one. You got to act. So that's going to be maybe the theme for today.
Yeah, no question about it. I know folks get busy in the summer months, but how about for you, Tom? Is this a good opportunity for folks to maybe sit down, have that mid-year checkup, sort of reflect on the first half of 2025 and really look forward to hopefully accomplishing all of their goals for the second half?
You know, that's interesting you mentioned, Kevin. Mid-year, I think we made that comment the past few weeks. We've talked about this mid-year checkup. It is a great opportunity to that because we kind of start out the year, we look at these deadlines, okay, or these time, or the starting points to end of year deadlines, beginning of year, and hey, we're ready to go. And then maybe we start to slow down a little bit, and then we kind of forget about, okay, what did we, it's just like, you know, the New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. What did we put in place? It's a great time to revisit it, and we're going to touch upon a few of those things. You know, the 401ks, if I'm contributing, what am I doing for taxes? Where do things stand? Am I getting closer to retirement? And all of these things, it's a great opportunity, and we're going to kind of cover all of those things today.
Yeah, for sure. And if you'd like to have that mid-year checkup, again, I know the summer months get busy, but you know what else gets busy? The holidays, which, as my wife joked, she said, it's almost Christmas already. Like, the way that this year is flying by, she goes, summer's here, you're going to blink, that's going to be over. Then it's going to be the fall months, and the holidays will be here before you know it. You don't want to put off to tomorrow what you can do today when it comes to planning for your retirement. And that's why Tom Fortino and his team at Alpha Wealth Group are here for you. Give him a call. Get on his calendar today. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or you can always reach Tom at the website. It's Alpha Wealth Group. Tom, I saw this story and I found this really interesting. Mm-hmm. Probably not as big a surprise for you as it was for me. Americans say they're more afraid of, get this, going broke in retirement than they are of death itself. This is according to a new poll from Allianz Life. It said almost 65% say they're rattled by inflation, taxes, and of course, Social Security. So Tom, with all the uncertainty these days, how do you handle these conversations with your clients on a daily basis?
Well, I have to come at this a couple ways. First of all, it is disheartening because I think, unfortunately, we're just bombarded with information. It's confusing. Mm-hmm. And then there's the stress level of what we're going through. That's why we always offer information, and I want to get into all of these things. The information like the retirement roadmap plus the worksheets, that is a process of putting this. In fact, the retirement roadmap, it's subtitled The 5 Simple Steps to a Stress-Free Retirement. And so it walks you through all the things we're going to talk about today. So that's why I want people to have that in their hands. They can read through it. They can always get that at our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. They can download it or we can send it to them. If you want to give us a call at 630-864-6711. So I wanted to just offer that information. And then let's talk about some of these things, Kevin. We talked about, I don't know if you mentioned it when you were talking about these, the fear, but what are those things? Inflation and taxes. And these are risks we really have to think about. I mean, when we talk about it, inflation, sometimes referred to as the silent killer. If you look at inflation, because we're talking, and again, another risk, longevity. You know, the average time in retirement, if you're 65 years of age, I think the average age, 87 for a female, 85, roughly, I'm off by a little bit for a male. So we're talking about 25, 30 years potentially in retirement where you have to create the income. And then we talk about inflation. Well, think of this. If you need $100,000 just at 3.5%, you need $141,000 in 10 years. You need $167,000 in 15 years. And that's just to have the purchasing power you would have today. Mm-hmm. How many of you are factoring that in? You know, I talked about healthcare, which, of course, in retirement, typically we need more healthcare. KFF did a study, it was about $5,700 a year in 1999. Today, this was for a family healthcare coverage. Today, it's over $25,000. That's a 342% increase.
Wow.
So think about those things in retirement. Are we accounting for those things? And this is why I'm posing these questions, because I want you to be able to address them, and then maybe we bring down this fear gauge. Taxes. You know, what about your 401k? If you take a look at your traditional retirement accounts, subtract 20 or 30%. Now let me ask you, how do you feel about that? Well, I mean, unfortunately, you've got a partner, and we've said they're joint titled. And so we always talk about tax planning versus tax preparation. That's what we do at the Alpha Wealth Group. We talk about getting to tax-free. I know we have a lot to get into, so I want you to stick around, because we're going to talk about some of the solutions to this. There are ways to get to tax-free. I've made the comment before. If most of your money was in a Roth, and I have a client who has over $100,000 of income, they're paying no taxes. Mm. And we're going to get into some of these specifics. But if think about getting back to what you were talking about, Kevin, this 65% that are fear retirement or running out of money. And there's multiple studies that show this. And of course, because, you know, if you don't have the paychecks, how is that going to impact your life? So we talk about the risk of inflation, mm-hmm. the risk of taxes. Market risk. We haven't. What happens with the market if it's down 20-30%? How do you feel about drawing money out of it? We talked about longevity risk. I mean, that's why when I offer these reports, the five pillars to your retirement, guess what? It covers those: creating income, minimizing taxes, having a solid investment plan, protecting assets from things like long-term care. What happens if a spouse passes away? All of these things are part of your plan. And if you can check the box on those things, I bet you you're not going to be part of this number. And I would make one other comment. I think, you know, in this number, the 65%, many times you're better off than you think, you know, once we take a look at it. And that's why when you come in, we run a test. We test your plan. I can offer all kinds of reports for you, and we do, and they're available on our website. You can download estate planning information, income tax planning, income planning, stock market, and investment planning. We want to make that available to you on our website. You can always go there and download. You can sign up for one of our classes. You can sign up for a newsletter. All of it is free. But there's no one-size-fits-all. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, one of the things we offer, and there's no cost or obligation for this, I'm telling you, it is time well spent. We are very informal here. It will be a good experience. If you want to take a look at creating an income plan that takes into account inflation. In fact, we test it based on an inflation factor and say, okay, where do you stand? Taxes, what can you do to minimize taxes? Let's do a portfolio x-ray. And then you see all this stuff come together. Man, it's powerful. And so then you know where you stand, and if there's a shortfall, we talk about how do we make up for that shortfall and create a plan to get you there. So if you want to take advantage of that, that's what we offer. It is a complete, comprehensive, customized plan for you, mm-hmm. specific to you. And you know what? You're going to walk out of here with a plan. You're going to know where you stand. You're going to provide clarity and confidence to your plan. And I think you're going to reduce your stress level. If you want to take advantage of that, just give us a call. Again, there's no cost or obligation. Something you want to take advantage of, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time right there. Can't be any easier than that. Just open your computer, go to alphawealthgroup.com, schedule a time to meet. We can do a Zoom. We can even schedule a time just to chat for a few minutes. Again, let's address some of these issues and get you in a place where you're going to feel confident going into retirement. Hope we can help you out in any way. So give us a call, 630-864-6711.
That's 630-864-6711. Or online, you can download that complimentary retirement roadmap at alphawealthgroup.com. We'll give you a few minutes to make that call and continue with much more of this week's edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Welcome back into the Alpha Wealth Hour. So thankful to have you with us on the program each and every week with Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. My name's Kevin McAlpin. Hope you are having a great weekend. And obviously, we have covered a lot already on the program. You've got questions? Tom and his team have answers, and they're standing by to take your calls at 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711, or online. It's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, you talk about it all the time on this show, trying to get folks to tax-free. And I know that's a big part of what you do each and every day. And obviously, we know one way to limit taxes when it comes to retirement is taking portions of your 401k, paying those taxes now, and converting that money over to a Roth IRA. But how do you know if you're a candidate? Well, Vanguard says you need to take a look at your future income in retirement. If you see the tax rate is higher than your current tax rate, you might consider the conversion. They call that the break-even tax rate. So, Tom, let me ask you, is this part of the conversation and part of the evaluation you do, or are there other factors that are key to this conversation as well?
Well, there's a lot of moving parts, and you always have to be a little bit careful with taxes. You know, unfortunately, when we talk taxes, it's typically the attitude is, hey, this is rearview mentality. You know, we do our tax returns. We don't look at them for a whole nother year. And I think this is really can be very destructive to our overall plan. I made the comment before, if you look at your retirement plans, they're mentioning the 401k and this Vanguard. And I said, okay, subtract 20 to 30%. Now, how do you feel? Well, you know, that's taxes. I'm sorry. You know, so when you take a look at the 401ks or any traditional, what are called traditional retirement plans, first of all, every penny you take out is taxable at whatever the tax rate is in the future. Of course, we don't know what they're going to be, but that's just a statement of fact. They're taxable at whatever the tax rate is. In addition to that, they're used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. They're used in that calculation. So now it's not that you just pay on that. It could cause more of your Social Security to be taxable, and then it could impact your Medicare premium. I'm not done. You have required minimum distributions, which means at certain age, you have to take out a certain amount, whether you need it or not, sometimes referred to as the tax time bomb. And guess what? To the extent you don't pay the taxes, either your spouse or your children will pay the taxes. So with that, we've set the table. We talk about understanding, okay, what's the implication? Because if you lose control, and by the way, let me just, you mentioned referencing your marginal tax bracket and all that. We do this every year. We update what's called the Tax and Benefit Reference Guide. This is terrific. We can get it out to you. Again, this is for 2025. It shows all the tax brackets. It shows the contribution amounts to your 401k. I mean, this is really, you want to talk about just right at your fingertips, a reference guide to, hey, if you're questioning, how much can I contribute to a Roth IRA? How much can I contribute to my 401k? What are the tax brackets? HSA, everything is on this. So at least I think everything is very, 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 very thorough. And so it's a reference guide plus the strategies to getting to tax-free, which we'll talk about in a second, Kevin. I just wanted to offer this. So if you want to give us a call, we'll include controlling your taxes report, the updated 2025 tax and benefit reference guide, which, again, you should have, I believe, as a reference and at your fingertips, and then also the 7 strategies getting to tax-free. If you give us a call, we will get that out to you, 630-864-6711. This is the roadmap to getting to tax-free. You mentioned one of those, which is in the report, Roth conversions. Now, you know, this is something we do all the time. I always tell people, bring in your tax returns. You will be, I don't want to say surprised, but certainly when I pull it out and I show them, you see what's happening here? You know, then they see it and they go, I get it. You know, no, there's this tax again, tax planning versus tax preparation. Mm-hmm. I like to call it forward tax planning. So Roth conversions, and then I want to move on to a couple other ideas. But Roth conversions, I've said this before, that's taking money from forever tax to never tax. And so you do have to put it on your tax return. So that's why this Vanguard report is saying, what's your marginal tax bracket? So that's why, again, why do you want a reference guide? Because now there's no surprises. If you're in a 22% marginal tax bracket, which is up to about $206,000 as a couple, well, now you know I'm going to pay 22% on this conversion. Is it worth it to move money at 22% to never pay tax on it again? Okay, that's a Roth conversion. It will not impact my Social Security down the road. Guess what? These problems I just talked about, because Roths do not only is it tax-free the rest of your life, doesn't impact your Social Security taxes, does not impact Medicare premiums, there's no RMDs, and it goes to your spouse and children tax-free. So now we're making an informed decision. I'm a big fan of this. And so I, in this industry, I almost insist on looking at tax returns because I got to help. You know, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active portfolio management, also insurance license, and we do estate planning. We do everything, I think, from a standpoint of complete retirement planning. But the taxes are critical because, you know, as I said, you're just turning around and giving the government 20-30% potentially, and then it's impacting these other aspects of your life. Roth conversions can be done at any time, at any age, in any amount. But what if we did it strategically in our tax brackets? Stay in the 22 or even maybe in the 12. I've seen people that retire, their income goes down to very low levels. They're deferring their Social Security. Now they're converting at 12%, maybe some at 22, a blend of the two. Man, this is terrific. And then by the time you get to a point where maybe you've deferred your Social Security, 70 is the maximum amount of Social Security benefit you're going to get, right? That's the highest level. Think about this. So now I'm doing conversions. In the meantime, I'm deferring my Social Security, which is growing by 8% per year. Now at 70, I turn on, you know, maybe stop the conversions. I turn on my Social Security, which now I get at a higher amount, and I get more of it tax-free. I mean, you see how these things, I sometimes call it the domino effect? You know, there's also Roth 401k contributions. I'm referring to my table. I can look at it right here. You can do $31,000 if you're 50 or over, and you can do every penny to a Roth. Talk about a mid-year. We talked about this mid-year checkup, Kevin. Okay, what are you doing on your 401k? Number one, are you maxing it out? $31,000. Should you be maxing out? Number two, are you taking advantage of the Roth 401k? Roth IRAs are $8,000. You're capped at $8,000. Not a bad thing, but what about the Roth 401k? By the way, one other comment I'll make here. You can do a Roth 401k. Your whole 401k can be Roth, $31,000. And then you can do a Roth IRA on top of the 401k, which is $8,000. You know, that's $39,000. You can get into an account that grows tax-free forever, no required distributions, doesn't tax your Social Security or Medicare premiums, and goes to your spouse and children tax-free. See how we can do this? So getting to tax-free can happen. Another comment I'll make on the Roth IRAs, you can make a Roth IRA contribution even if you're contributing to a 401k, which I just said. You can also make a Roth IRA contribution if you're not working, if your spouse is. So a non-working spouse can make a Roth contribution. This is in addition to the Roth conversions. They're two separate things. So there's so much we can be doing. And so I get a little animated about it, Kevin. I'm sorry, but it's just, it's frustrating when I see when I sit down with people that are not getting this advice because kind of you're going down the tracks or you're speeding ahead and you just wait. At some point, you got to pay the piper. And so it's so much better. I call it fat forward tax planning. There's a big difference between tax planning and tax preparation. What if you could get to tax free? Keep more money in your pocket as well as for your family. I mean, this is just so critical to your planning. So if you want to, I offer that the tax planning kit, which includes the tax reference guide, includes the 7 strategies to tax-free and the overall tax controlling your taxes report. We'll get that out to you. But for those who really, again, it's back to this, there's no one size fits all. If you really want to dig in, we talked about creating income and having an overall plan. What if you could get more of the income tax-free, taking a look at your investments, again, having all of these things working for you? So we can get the information out to you, but if you really want to have something that's specific to you and to your family, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, for a complete review and evaluation of where you stand today and discussions of how do we get to tax-free, how do we create income we can't outlive, how do we get to a point, and how do we create confidence and reduce stress and have a solid plan, 630-864-6711, or go to the website. Again, very easy, alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time right online at alphawealthgroup.com.
Give him a call. Sit down with him today. Have that initial consultation at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or online at alphawealthgroup.com. All right, coming up, a Hollywood star talks about how to pair legacy planning with family conversations about both money and meaning. We'll get to that and more as we continue with the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Glad to have you with us on another edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group with Tom Fortino, the principal and founder. My name's Kevin McAlpin. Thanks as always for joining us here on the program as we talk all things retirement. Give him a call today. Get on his calendar at 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711 or online. It's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, Ben Affleck, we know he has certainly had himself a tremendous career. He's got a fortune estimated at about $150 million. What happened when his teenage son was admiring a very expensive pair of sneakers? Well, Affleck told that story here recently on the Today Show.
Because he wanted these shoes, like these sneakers. I was like, "This sneaker is $6,000. What are you talking about? What are you gonna do? Mow lawns? Like, you got $6,000? He's like, "We have the money." I was like, "I have the money. You're broke." Listen, you love your kids. You want to give them everything and do everything for them. But I think you definitely do them a disservice. Well, if you want that, you can work 1,000 hours.
So, Tom, let me ask you this. We know that there's a lot of baby boomers and there's a lot of money that's set to transfer with wealth in the coming years to the younger generations. So when it comes to sitting down with folks in your office, how do you pair that conversation about legacy planning with also about money and meaning? Because, again, as we know, Affleck's son says, "Well, we have the money." He said, "Well, I've got the money. You don't." But how do those conversations go? Because I know those aren't the easiest of conversations to have.
Yeah. When we talk about estate planning, and that's something we do, we have an attorney that does the estate planning. In fact, I've been doing this over 20 years, and I've always said estate planning, it's kind of a non-negotiable. You got to have these documents in place, and it's not just about having a trust. It's also about having financial powers of attorney, controlling assets during your lifetime, medical powers of attorney, who can make medical decisions for you. What are your wishes regarding life-sustaining treatment? Pour-over wills. I mean, there's a set of documents. In fact, again, I'll offer the information. We have what we call, it's an estate planning packet, but the 6 essential documents, bulletproofing your beneficiaries, the guide to asset titling, that's the estate planning packet. Mm-hmm. Again, one of these 5 pillars to your plan. And this is what I talk about being complete. If you want this information, again, we will put it together for you. We call it the estate planning packet. We'll get it out to you, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. And so let me just talk about a few points here on this. When you talk about, what's interesting is we use the Ben Affleck story, and good for him that he's, you know, setting this. I mean, because maybe that's how he was raised. Look, you know, even if you have the money, you want to set these standards and values on the value of money. But it doesn't just impact whether you have $100 million or you have $1 million or $500,000, it's the same issues that we have to deal with. And so, you know, you want to have, I would say there's 2 things here. One is, what do you have in place? So do you have these right documents in place? Because if you don't have these documents in place, either to control assets or make sure they flow to your family in the right manner, well, someone's going to make decisions for you. It's called probate court. And so they may not be the decisions you want. There's been these estimates, and it's a big number no matter what. Mm-hmm. You know, $50 trillion, $60 trillion. It's going to be the largest transfer of assets in human history, going from this baby boomer generation down to the generation below. But now let's just talk about a couple things here. So there's 2 areas here we want to address. One is how your assets are titled. And then the second part is your beneficiaries, and besides just having the right assets in place. If you're married, so let's say, first of all, we have to understand from spouse to spouse. So in that report I talked about bulletproofing your beneficiaries, you know, one thing is, who do you name as your primary? Who is your contingent beneficiary? Have you done a beneficiary audit? Contacted your life insurance company? Contacted your 401k company? Ask what your beneficiary, they may not be who you think they are. Mm-hmm. So one of the first steps is doing a beneficiary audit, because you cannot change beneficiaries post-death. And so spouse typically is what I recommend on retirement accounts, because spouses have what are called spousal rollover privileges. They can assume ownership of the retirement account. It's important. And then, of course, with your contingents, do you want your children, or do you want your trust? One of the comments I make, even if you have a trust or a will, unless you name them as beneficiaries on these accounts, they have absolutely nothing to do with your estate planning documents. So we just want to understand who our beneficiaries are. You know, it's whatever you scribbled on there a while ago, that's where it's going. If there's no probate, it goes to that person. So just, again, be aware of some of these things. The other thing is, you know, how your assets are titled. Now, if you have a trust, you know, the asset should be titled to the trust. Okay. If it's Bob and Jean Smith and your bank account statement comes in or your brokerage account, it's in your name, or the title to your home is in your name, it's not in your trust. It should say the Bob and Jean Smith Family Trust. Trust don't die. Trust don't get sick. So trust don't go to probate. And I know some people have these documents in place, but sometimes they're not funded. And so, again, all of these little potential loose ends means, one, you can disinherit children. What if it's a second marriage? Okay, trust can play a role there where you give access and funds to the life estate, maybe to the piece of some of the real estate, but they don't get ownership. So now you don't disinherit children. There's so many things that are so important of how we set up these documents. And so this is really critical. People understand, you know, what they have in place. Again, the other thing is, in the state of Illinois, I'll make one other comment here. I've come across this enough where I'm going to mention it. People say, I don't really need a trust. I have a beneficiary designation. It's true. Beneficiary designations, if correct and set up properly, will not go to probate. And you can do these things on other assets. But keep in mind, if you're married and you pass away and everything goes to your spouse, which is typical, your exemption is gone. You lose it. Mm-hmm. So the problem is, now it's $4 million per person in the state of Illinois. That estate's exemption, you've lost it. And now your children may turn around and say, why am I paying estate tax? Dad had $4 million, mom had $4 million. And they're going to say, well, you didn't get anything from dad, you got it all from mom. We have to understand these things. So there's so many things that we may be totally unaware of. Sometimes I say these are things that are asleep. And so, again, another number of moving parts. And that's why I offered the packet, because now you can do a beneficiary audit. You can confirm who your primary contingent beneficiaries. You can take a look at how your assets are titled. Are they in the trust? If you don't have the right documents in place, get them in place. We do that here. Again, I always say you can have an estate plan in place within a month with us. Documents in place, assets titled properly, beneficiaries, everything tied together. And then, of course, this relates to your legacy plan, because, and I say this and I do mean it in all sincerity, probably the best thing you can do for your family, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if you have three children and they're all sitting around the table saying, what do you think dad and mom wanted? I don't know. They just, you know, this is why this stuff is so important. And then, of course, losing control of assets during your lifetime. You know, if a spouse is, if you're incapacitated and you don't have a power of attorney, your retirement account is frozen. You can have assets frozen during your lifetime. You can't joint title an IRA. You have a beneficiary, but, you know, if you're still alive, now you have living probate. That's why I said, Kevin, it's kind of a non-negotiable with me. You got to get these things in place. So I offered the packet, but, you know, as part of this overall, we talked about your overall plan. Even if you've done an estate plan, even if you've done the documents, we talked about the mid-year review. Well, here's an opportunity to review your documents. Maybe they're not the same as what you thought when you originally set them up. Maybe things have changed in your life. But also, if you want to take a look at your overall retirement plan, this is just one piece of it. This is one of the five pillars, your estate and legacy plan. If you want to schedule a time to come on, we'll give you an honest, objective evaluation. We may uncover some things you were totally unaware of. And you walk out of here knowing the estate plan is tight and no loose ends. It will meet your wishes, but then you'll also be able to say, what am I doing to minimize taxes during my lifetime and to my children? This is all part of it. And the overall analysis, we talked about having a complete comprehensive retirement plan. Give us a call if you want to take advantage of that. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule a time. You can do it right there to meet with me. Dive into all of this stuff. It will be time well spent.
630-864-6711 or online at alphawealthgroup.com. All right, coming up next, does your retirement plan cover both income and spending? We'll tell you how to find out as we continue with this week's edition of the Alpha Wealth Hour, all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group, right after this. Welcome back into the Alpha Wealth Hour. It's all powered by the Alpha Wealth Group. With Tom Fortino, the principal and founder, I'm Kevin McAlpin. Thank you, as always, for joining us here on the program as we talk all things retirement. Obviously, the five pillars, so important when it comes to putting together that plan. If you'd like to learn more about anything Tom and I have talked about on the program, whether it's estate planning, whether it's the fear of going broke in retirement, or maybe you'd like more details on how to convert from a traditional to a Roth as you move forward, closer to your retirement. Give Tom and his team a call today at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Tom, I saw this recent study here, and I want to get your thoughts on this. It says 53% of retirees don't have a spending plan. Listen to this. This says, and this is from Schroeder's, by the way. Mm-hmm. They just take money from their accounts as they see that they need it. So let me ask you this. How often have you seen this over all your years of experience get folks in trouble and really kind of derail what they think they have for their future?
Yeah. You know, you've heard me use the phrase, it's not just about growing a pile of money and picking at it. And that's really what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Growing a pile of money and picking at it. I think we use the, it's kind of a joke, but hey, how can I be out of money? I still have checks left in the checkbook, but, but it, you know, and it's through no fault of a lot of people. They just, you know, we look at, hey, again, this is, I get to a number, right? We've seen that before. Hey, if I can get to 2 million. And so these are good and laudable goals. Hey, it's great. But now what? How do you create an income plan or a spending plan? And that's why, again, I've offered these as we've gone through state and legacy planning. We've talked about taxes. I've offered this is why we put all this information together for individuals to pull it off our website and start to really read through and get informed. Because there's a lot of opinions out there, and I'm sorry, some are, you know, sometimes they can lead you down a path where it doesn't work out so well. Again, good goals, they're all general things, but we just really need to understand what does it mean. For example, I've quoted Employee Benefit Research Institute, roughly 50% just simply guess at what they need in retirement. That's a problem. Then we talk about all the risks. We talked about that in the first segment, inflation. Look at a 3%, 3.5% clip, you need almost 67% more in 15 years. Okay, what about taxes? Now you need even more. Look, if I have to take out $40,000 to net 30, because keep in mind, in a 25% marginal tax bracket, I pull $40,000 out of my retirement plan, $10,000 is going to your partner, Uncle Sam. You're netting 30. Mm-hmm. And so those are just the numbers. I mean, I'm just doing math. And so what have you done in your plan? What is your spending plan? And so there's not just about creating the income, but then there's part of that spending plan is where do I draw from these incomes? You know, the goal when we talk about creating an income plan or a spending plan, which you can kind of, there's some overlap here in the terms we use. Let's define the terms. But Social Security, that's part of the income plan. Up to 85% of your benefits taxable. We talked about that. You know, so if you have a $30,000 benefit and, you know, $25,000 of it is taxable and you have to turn around and give $7,000 to the government, your benefit's not 30, it's $23,000. And so what are we doing? Now, I mentioned using Roth. I mentioned going out of certain buckets. What if I could get all of my Social Security tax-free? Wow, now I'm not giving, or very little of it is taxable. This is important because then, you know, we may not have as much runway to recover. Of course, we just don't. That's just a fact. I'm not trying to be insensitive. And then what's the longevity of our portfolio? So the idea here is, you know, and my goal is how do I create income that you can't outlive, that accounts for inflation, minimizes taxes? You know, that's really the goal. So I'll give you some examples. First of all, understand what's in your Roth versus your tax-deferred. So Roth is tax-free. IRAs and traditional IRAs and 401ks, tax-deferred means every penny's taxable. Then you have your after-tax accounts, your brokerage accounts, your bank accounts. And so you can own the same thing in all three. Mm-hmm. I want to own Apple stock. I can own it in a brokerage account, which is after-tax. I can own it in an IRA, which is tax-deferred, and I can own it tax-free. What's the difference? The difference is the tax treatment. The investment acts the same. You know, if I want to use, for example, are you aware, qualified dividends? So I can set up, and we have a dividend portfolio. Again, I mentioned, you know, we do active portfolio management. What if you could get 4-5% in dividends? And what if you could get most of them tax-free? Do you know qualified dividends are considered treated as capital gains, not as income? Mm. So, you know, there's a 0% capital gains rate. I don't know if you're aware of that. But if you're in the lower tax brackets, your capital gains tax rate is zero. And then typically it's 15% after that. So if you're in a 22 or a 24, why wouldn't I be doing that to create income that's less than my income tax rate? And then my Roths are tax-free, which they never go on my 1040. They don't tax my Social Security. Again, am I doing the right things? And then I have the lower growth assets in my tax fridge. You see how we're using these buckets? Mm-hmm. We're creating tax efficiency with income planning. So if I have things like a CD, that's a simple example, or some type of fixed investment, I want that in my IRA. Why? Well, first of all, I can control the income, number one. Number two, I don't want to grow my RMD. I want my growth more in my tax-free and my after-tax accounts, maybe more of the stocks in those buckets. Again, I'm giving you some ideas here, and that's why I made the comment before. It's not a one-size-fits-all, and that's why we offer the opportunity to come in. You know, we also have that income planning packet, which gives you the worksheets and the budget worksheet and the income worksheets, and it walks you through the process. How do I create these? I always say that there's a number of sources of income in retirement. Social Security is one of them. Pensions, if you have one. Now, not many people have pensions, but that's one. You can create your own pension. Really, you can simulate a pension with an annuity. You also have your investments. I talked about structuring those properly. And then also, maybe you want to work part-time. I'm of the mind myself, I think I'm going to continue to work for a long, long time. I just enjoy it. And I know people who will continue to do it. My father-in-law is 83. He's still working. He doesn't need to. You know those stories. You know about these people that continue it. Fine. But that can be part of your income plan. But getting back to what you said, Kevin, what is your spending and income plan? Because, again, if you're just pulling money off an account, you can find yourself down the road maybe saying, wait a minute, whoop, I can't pull off that much. Because, you know, we talk about income versus savings and income versus investments. The difference between the two is savings can run out. Mm-hmm. Income doesn't. So you see why this stuff is so critical. We'll talk about creating an income plan and a tax-efficient income plan. That's all part of it. But also those other pieces, how are you structuring your portfolio? What do you own in each bucket? The estate planning. I said it before, throw everything in a box, including the tax returns, any estate planning documents. We're going to dig in. We're going to do a complete review. And you're going to know all these areas. You're going to walk out of here saying, okay, here's my punch list or checklist. These are the things I need to do. And by doing these things, that's going to get me to my goal. I'm going to feel much more confident in retirement. And as I said, it's all about creating income you can't outlive, growing assets, protecting assets, and to the extent you don't go through them, going to your children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner. That's a plan, and that's what we'll do if you want to schedule a time to come in. Time well spent. I'm confident in that statement. So give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Schedule a time. You can go over to my calendar, even if you want to just schedule a time to chat, or, again, schedule a time to come in. You know, we'll get back to you and confirm that, and then you come on in. It'll be a pleasant experience. I'm confident in that. Any way we can help you, as I said, and there's no cost or obligation, so give us a call, 630-864-6711.
864-6711 or online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. All right, Tom, we got about a minute left in the program, and like we do every week, my friend, the floor is all yours for the final word.
Well, as I've said many times, Kevin, my goal is to provide actionable items, things that are going to motivate you, I guess, too, or to get you to take action, but certain ideas that are specific to you. You know, that's not a plan when we talk about these ideas, but certainly if you can do one or two things from today's show that are going to make a difference, we've had a successful show. That's the goal. That's why we offer the information. Again, we have workshops. We have classes that you can come to. We have the information, our newsletter, which we send out information. You can always download reports or you can come in and see us. Any way we can be a help to you, reach out. Again, you can email us, you can call us directly, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. So I hope today's show has been successful, and it's going to help you in your retirement planning and provide some clarity. We'll see you at same time, same station next week. As always, everyone, have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.